Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there.
Greetings, men. This is Lionel Barrymore, welcoming you to a very special Command Performance. Tonight, we're celebrating the 5th anniversary of Armed Forces Radio Service, the organization that serves as the middleman in bringing you the best the entertainment industry has to offer. Yes, for 5 years, American servicemen and women throughout the world have been sending in orders for their favorites of stage, screen, and radio. And for 5 years, through the medium of Armed Forces Radio, the entertainment industry has responded to your orders with the finest array of talent ever heard on any network. I see many of your favorites, and mine, are here already to help us celebrate this great occasion, and I know that more will be dropping in. But right now, I'm looking at a lovely girl who has livened many a command performance for you. And I don't know of a better way to start our birthday show than with a song from Lena Romay.
Brazil, the Brazil that I knew, where I wandered with you, lives in my imagination. O Brasil, samba que dá, bamboleo que faz pinga. O Brasil do meu amor, terra de nosso Senhor. Brasil, Brasil, pra mim, Brasil. Brasil, abre a cortina do passado, tira a mãe preta do cerrado, bota o regongo no congado. Brasil, Brasil, deixa cantar de novo o trovador. Corre a luz da lua, toda a cantar do meu amor. Quero ver a Sadona caminando, pelos alues arrastando, o seu vestido rendado. Brasil, pra mim, Brasil, pra mim. Oh, tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away, with still a million things to say. Now, twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love. There's one thing I'm certain of, return I will to old Brazil.
Very fine, Lena. That entitled you to a big piece of our birthday cake. And speaking of the birthday cake, there's an old friend of ours. He's not only got his mouth full, but he's stuffing a big helping into the bags under his eyes. Oh, Fred Allen. I'm afraid he didn't hear me. He's walking into that phone booth. I wonder if these comedians are funny over the phone, too. Let's do a little eavesdropping.
Hello, Mr. Benny's residence. Autograph oranges, 10 cents apiece.
Rochester, this is Mr. Fred Allen. I just got in from New York.
Oh, hello, Mr. Allen. Mr. Benny ain't home. He's
yes, a... I know that.
Why don't you come on over for dinner, Mr. Allen? Mr. Benny's pet chicken is awful sick.
His chicken is sick? What's wrong with it?
I'm frying it to death.
Well, Rochester, here's what I called about. Is there any chance of using Mr. Benny's room while he's away?
Did you say use or rent?
I get it. I tell you what, Rochester, I'll take the room, and when Mr. Benny gets home, I'll give him a check for whatever he wants.
Give him a check?
Well, yes.
That kind of eliminates the middleman, don't it?
Well, how about this? I'll give you the check, and you can give it to Mr. Benny.
How about this? You give me the cash and let nature take its course.
Well, I don't see why we should be arguing about money, Rochester. After all, you should be glad to have someone around the house. You must be mighty lonesome in that big place there, all alone.
All alone? Oh, Mr. Allen, come now.
Rochester, I hesitate to think what Mr. Benny will say when he gets home.
It won't do for radio, will it?
I'm afraid not. Well, Rochester, I guess I won't get much rest at the house of Benny with all your friends whooping it up around there.
I'm inclined to agree. You're so right.
So I'll just let the room go. Goodbye, Rochester.
Goodbye, Mr. Allen. That was a close one. I nearly rented your room, honey.
Honey? Rochester, to whom were you just talking?
Oh, that was my cousin, Sylvester. Sylvester J. Honey. Goodbye, honey. I mean, Mr. Allen.
Say, Fred, if you're through with your phone calls, I'd like you to introduce our next guest.
Gentlemen of the AEF, it's a real pleasure for me to introduce our next guest, one of Hollywood's finest actors.
Who is it, Mr. Allen?
You'll find out, Portman. This man is a real actor. His diction, his every gesture, the way he lives and breathes a role.
Who is it?
The Academy Award winner, Mr. Paul Lucas.
Thank you, Fred Allen, and hello, man.
Cat, that was great, Paul. Hello, men. What a reading you gave that line.
It was nothing, Fred.
Nothing, he says. What inflection on that nothing. What timing. You know, I'm going to pick up plenty of pointers tonight.
By the way, Fred, what are you doing out here in Hollywood?
Well, I'm here to make a picture, Paul, but don't let it worry you.
No, it won't.
You see, I'm making a comedy.
Ooh, comedy?
Yes.
Like Jack Benny, huh?
Mr. Lucas. If Jack Benny is a comedian, I, sir, am a fish peddler.
I'll take a pound of mackerel.
Shall I wrap it up or will you eat it here? But, Paul, I'm glad to have this chance to talk to you because in my picture, I have one dramatic scene where I have to make love to the leading lady. Now, do you think you could give me a little coaching?
Well, the main thing is to have confidence in yourself.
Uh-huh.
And be convincing. Mm-hmm. Now, for instance, let me hear you say, I love you.
I love you.
No. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Gentlemen, please, after the program.
stay out of this, Ken. I'm trying to win an Oscar.
Oh, brother, if that wins an Oscar, I'm a fish peddler.
Well, go across the hall. I'm working this studio.
That was grand. And, Fred, here's my address, just in case you get in any gefilte fish. Say, have any of you seen Frank Sinatra? He's been a feature of countless AFRS shows, and I wanted him to sing a song for us here.
I saw him a minute ago. Oh, there he is, wading into the cake.
Well, he needs the nourishment. But I don't think it'd hurt him to sing a song for us now. Come on over, Frank Sinatra.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see. A certain word, democracy. What is America? The house I live in, a plot of earth, the street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions. That's America to me. Yes, I work in the worker by my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out. That's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding in the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, and the dream that's been a-growing for 150 years. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people that are married.
Bravo, Frank. That was very solid.
I have just been informed that there is a gentleman at our microphone in Washington who would like to add his message to our anniversary party. Men, it gives me great pleasure to present the Secretary of War, the Honorable Robert P. Patterson.
It gives me great pleasure to participate in this special command performance, to add my own appreciation for the work which has been done by the Armed Forces Radio Service on this fifth anniversary. During the past 5 years, its music, variety, special events, and particularly its news programs have done much for the morale of forces overseas. That touch of home, which is essential to those in foreign service, I know, was welcome always and continues to be welcome. Our thanks go also to those thousands of entertainers who freely gave their time and talent to provide us with the performances for which they were noted. Without them, it would have been impossible to reach our objective, the finest that American radio can bring to our troops. So congratulations to the Armed Forces Radio Service. May it continue its high standards as long as it is needed.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. And may I say that we of the entertainment industry are happy and honored to be called on to perform on the many Armed Forces Radio Service programs. And we will continue to do so as long as our troops are overseas and in the hospitals.
Well, everyone seems to be having a good time at our AFRS 5th anniversary party. I see two gentlemen have just finally torn themselves away from the punch bowl. And now would be a good time to introduce them. George Murphy and Nelson Eddy. George, command performance has received thousands of letters during the past 5 years asking how this or that star began his career. A legitimate question that deserves some sort of an answer. As for me, I can't remember how I started or when. But, George, for a young man, you're a veteran trooper. You sing, you dance, and you act. Tell me, how did you get started in the entertainment field?
I was a boy soprano.
Say, that's strange. I was a boy soprano, too.
Really? When did your voice change?
The day I rode my bicycle into a brick wall with a lollipop in my mouth. Yeah, but I didn't get in a big break, for radio came along.
Well, now that's strange. I got my first break in radio, too.
Well, think of it.
It was one of those early morning programs.
Oh, you mean the Sunrise Kids? Jokes and guffaws while you put on your drawers.
Yes, yes, I'll never forget our first program. It went something like this.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The Brotherly Love Finance Company is on the air. And now, we present those two snappy chappies, Murphy and Eddie, come to get you out of beddy.
If you should need money, we'll lend it. Just borrow $1,000 and spend it. And if you don't pay us, it doesn't dismay us. We just take your neck and we bend it.
Well, 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 well. Good morning, all you lucky listeners. Good morning, Nelson.
Good morning, George. Well, here we are, your old friends, the Sunrise Kid.
I can't stand it. He's too happy.
You miss me. Yes, sir, we're the Sunrise Kids, back on the air for the Brotherly Love Finance Company. And now for a word from our sponsor.
Do you need money? Well, drop in at the Brotherly Love Finance Company. No interest, no collateral, no carrying charges, no signature. Just make the payments whenever you please. And when you're all paid up, we let your wife out of the bear trap.
And now we bring you the correct time.
For those who live in the east,
10 a.m.
For those who live in the west,
7 a.m.
For those who live in the Rocky Mountains?
I get it's cold up here, isn't it?
So don't forget, when you're looking for a loan, come to the Brotherly Love Finance Company. Brotherly Love Finance Company, spelled backwards, is...
Slug him again, Charlie. He still owes us a buck.
And now to prove to you that the Brotherly Love Finance Company always gives a square deal, we have here in the studio with us four satisfied customers. Who's the first one?
Ken Carpenter. Mr. Carpenter, what do you think of the Brotherly Love Finance Company?
Well, I say it's wonderful. I say it's great. I say it's the most wonderful finance company in the world. And I'll keep on saying it, as long as they shove those hot needles under my fingernails.
Thank you, thank you. And here's another satisfied customer, Mr. Don Wilson.
Mr. Wilson, what do you think of the Brotherly Love Finance Company?
Ah!
It stinks.
Thank you, Don Wilson. And now here's a man who is one of our oldest customers. He just borrowed $10,000 from us without security, Mr. Harry Von Zell. Will you tell our listeners how we've treated you, Harry?
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
No, you have.
And now, Mr. Bill Goodwin, another of our clients. Mr. Goodwin, will you tell us your frank opinion of the Brotherly Love Finance Company?
Well, certainly. I'll be glad to. It's doing a I never can pronounce those small words. Go look it up in the dictionary. It's the word that comes after magnanimous circumlocutionary.
You have just heard what four of our satisfied customers have to say about us. No other jerks can make this statement. And now it's time to sing our theme song. Would you gentlemen care to join us?
Why, certainly, sir. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Never mind. We'll handle it.
All right, here we go with a Brotherly Love Finance Company quartet.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha.
Money.
We loathe it to the eyes of need. You pay it. Oh, yes, indeed.
Money.
We'll get you out of the red.
Just leave your right arm and head.
Money.
If you haven't got the zona, don't be blue. Come right in and we'll take the care of you.
If you're behind in your rent, we charge 33%.
Mola.
It should be signed to keep our spell.
We'll put a nice round hole right in your head.
No reference, nothing inside.
Just leave your eye teeth behind.
Happy.
If you're looking for some cash to build a house.
As for Joe, you couldn't find a nicer louse.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho.
I'm Joe.
How do, Joe? How do you do?
He's Joe.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
Money.
Now there's the dough. He's got the dough. Let ready go. Cash!
By my side is a young lady whose voice thrills millions on her own program and whom you have heard countless times on your own radio show. No anniversary command performance would be complete without this lovely songstress. And nothing could be more appropriate for this occasion than the anniversary song sung by Dinah Shore.
Oh, how we dance. On the night we were wed, we vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world wasn't blue, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Tears, I held you so close in my arms. Angels were singing a hymn to your charms. Two hearts gently beating were murmuring low. My darling, I love you so. My darling,
That was beautiful, Dinah. I've been having a little argument with Don Wilson here. You know how announcers are, always trying to sneak in a commercial. I told him it was out of the question. This is neither the time nor the place. But he insists that he has something special worked out with some of our guests. Now, I don't want to be stubborn, so I'll just leave it up to you out there. Shall we give this boy a chance to peddle his wares? Well,
that's all I wanted to know. Oh, Pete Hayes.
Yes, what's up, Mr. Wilson?
I want you to help me sell Hubba Hubba.
Yipe. Are they selling that stuff now?
Well, it shouldn't be difficult with Clark Gable singing. Now, get ready, everybody. This is going to be a Don Wilson production with Ginny Sims and Pete Hayes, featuring the romantic baritone of Clark Gable. Good evening, friends. Do you have fatigue suit droop? Does your helmet liner fit different lately? Then listen to what some folks say about Hubba, Hubba, Hubba.
Thank you, and welcome to Town Hall tonight. Well, Sharon, nothing very exciting happened to me on the way to the studio, except that I saw a friend of mine outside who informed me that a friend of his met a mosquito who stung Frank Sinatra and lost blood on the deal. That's why current rumor has it that Frankie Sinatra will soon be taking Hubba Hubba Hubba.
And not only that.
Don't you think I'm an old man, eh? Well, perhaps I am suffering from a sort of a loss of memory. For instance, last night, I put my pants to bed and hung over a chair all night. But believe me, that's the only reason why I am taking
Hubba, 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 Hubba. And what's more?
Mr. Wilson, sir. This is the Army Air Force, sir. When the going gets difficult, don't lie down. Lift your head, sir. Tote that bar. Get a little Hubba Hubba.
Hubba Hubba comes in six delicious sizes. Gallon, quart, pint, dram, drip, and droop. And now, through the courtesy of our sponsors, we present the golden baritone voice of Clark Gable singing Meadowland.
Ginny, I'm getting nervous. I'm afraid I can't do it.
You've got to, Mr. Gable. Hubba Hubba is counting on you.
Oh, but it's such a difficult number. Suppose I crack up in the middle of it.
Don't even think of it.
Yeah, all right. Pete, maybe you ought to start me off just to give me the key.
Okay, Mr. Gable.
Pull your skirt, pull your...
Hey!
Pull your skirt, pull your...
Hey!
Yes, you can roll. Yes, not to stay off of you can roll. Pull your skirt, pull your...
Hey!
Pull your skirt, pull your skirt, pull your...
Hey!
Yes, you can roll.
Oh, I can say after that was Hubba Hubba. That was great, Don Wilson, Clark Gable, Ginny Sims, and Peter Lind Hayes. I can almost forgive you for that impersonation.